The bhajan is on page 91. Nahi Labana, Bhajana Sanchi. You will not get the spring of the human birth again. After making the promise, you forgot about it. It has become difficult to give the accounts of your deeds. You have forgotten the agreement. Attach your love in the feet of the Master. Finish the practice of being born and dying. Why do you stay away? Open your eyes and see the view. Within you is sitting the beloved Lord. Awake and be conscious. The lost time does not come back to one's hand. Kripal explains to Ajaib, board the ship and sail across. You will not get the spring of the human birth again. Bhajan of Sanchi on page 91.
मुश्किल हो गया देना लेखा वेद करके भूल गया चेता मुश्किल हो गया देना लेखा बिसर गया इकरार मुर के नहीं लबना खोल के देखने जा रहा अंदर बैठा मालिक प्यारा आखिया खोल के देखने जा रहा अंदर बैठा मालिक प्यारा उठ के होश संभाल मुर के नहीं लबना नहीं
you will not get the spring of the human birth again. The lost time does not come back to one's hand, Kripal explains to Ajaib, board the ship and sail across. I'd like to take just a couple minutes and summarize what a great experience it was to be a part of the Bhandara last week and how many emails we've received from different individuals who really appreciated all the effort and coordination that went in to make the program so rich on so many different levels. For me personally, one of the contributions had to do with putting the captions of Master's words on the three different talks that were played as part of the program. And also Sylvia and Elvia and Geronimo worked on that, and Alberto doing the Spanish translations, which were also on screen. We shared the thought at different times of when you slow down and you listen to Master's words one sentence at a time, and then you go to the next sentence, something happens that is extra special. And especially when you combine that with hearing Master's inflections as a human being, the emphasis and the confidence, the enthusiasm that he puts into what he's saying. And what you hear is the Master saying, this is really true. This is really important. Look at your life and make some changes so that you can do this. You can do it. That's the essence of what he was saying the whole time. But it was mixed with this very human personality. And speaking of Master's personality, two of the three talks that we were played were taken from the series of talks that Master gave in January 1964. And there's transcriptions of two of those talks in Russell's book, Stumbling Towards God, under the chapter 12 Days of Wonder. During one of the talks, at a certain point, Mr. Khanna says, and this kind of shows Master's humor here, says, we would like to show a little movie now that Bibi Hardivi wanted to see. And Master replied, oh, yes, yes, you're most welcome. And then while preparations were being made to show the movie, Master continued talking. And then after a few minutes, after 5 or 6 minutes, Master says, all right now, go on, show your movie. And we did watch the movie, which was an earlier part of the tour. I don't remember exactly what portion was shown, but Master came and sat with us to watch it. In the beginning, however, the picture was not at all clear. It was very dull and faded. And Master said, fix your gaze on it. It will grow brighter. Now, since this is what he had been saying to us every morning as part of his meditation instructions, it was really very funny, and the room exploded in laughter. So when you listen to Master's words and you read along the transcription of it, so it's easy to understand him, his personality comes out and his enthusiasm. I just want to reread a few sections from the talks that were given. This is a section of the first talk, January 19th. Our soul is of God. It is of light. It is bound by the outgoing faculties of the body. When it is liberated, it will go up. This is but natural. Then naturally, true rest comes. How? When we withdraw our attention from the outside and enter the laboratory of the human body. When you enter an air-conditioned room after having been in the burning rays of the sun, how rested you feel. It is something like that. You feel rest. You have some glimpses of the Master. Not only does he show you how to withdraw from the outside and enter this laboratory of the human body, but he also shows you how to rise above the senses and have some experience of the beyond. When? When there is no questioning of the mind. When the intellect is at rest, that truth naturally becomes effulgent and you see light. If you are questioning, why is this so? Why is this not so? Why has that not come? Then your mind is still not still. It has to be stilled. What you feel at that time is the experience of God in the form of light and sound. The Master first gives you an experience of how to rise above this iron curtain of the human body. Then, as you practice from day to day, you rise above the astral body, the causal body, and the supercausal body. Day to day, you experience more bliss and joy. Saint Tulsidas says that when he rose above the body consciousness and reached the causal plane and had the experience of bliss and joy, he thought, this is the highest of all. But after that, he transcended the causal plane into the supercausal plane and beyond. And then he said, the causal plane is perhaps only a washroom compared to this. So those who have tasted that bliss are here in this world, but they are bound. Masters are under the orders of God. They want to go back. When any of us also has some experience like that, we wish to go there. Why don't we want to go there now? Because we find joy and bliss and the happiness of the outside things. And moreover, we have never cared to analyze, to go into the matter of what it is that gives us bliss in these outside things. We are conscious beings. How can a conscious being have bliss and joy and happiness in material things? But we do feel it. How and why? We are bliss personified. God is all bliss, all happiness, all joy. And this bliss is also innate in us. So long as we are identified with something, we reflect our own happiness in that thing. When that thing is withdrawn from us, we are made to withdraw from it, and then we feel unhappiness. So we should identify ourselves with something which is not changing. And that is God alone. Any happiness we feel with outside things is not really lying in those things, but in our own selves. It is reflected in these things, so long as we are identified with them. An awakened soul cries, oh, how beautiful you are, how beautiful and how all-wise. He sees all wisdom in all things because he has become a conscious co-worker of the divine plan. He sees it is he who is doing, not himself. So naturally the question arises from a new man, how did you get into this state? You say it is all beautiful and all glory. Outside and inside, it is all his expression. God is light. God is everywhere. He is one who has always been the doer. But how did you attain that state? What did you do? This is a natural question. We are all, I think, seeking that state. The first step is to be truthful. Be truthful. If you don't tell lies, you will change. Deeds of darkness are committed in the dark. You go and want to do it somewhere where no one can see you. But anything that requires secrecy is a sin. If you are truthful, you can change. So naturally, we want truthfulness first of all. But not so that anybody sees it, you see. The God in you sees it. Master power within you sees it. That is why I say, be true to your own self. If you are true to your own selves, you are true to your God, to your master. If you are true to your own selves, you have none to fear in the world, in the three worlds. This is the first thing that is required. And further, when some God and man, the human pole where he is manifested, puts you on the way and gives you an inner contact with God power, that is the true master, not the son of man. He resides within you. Can you do any evil or bad thing? Even when a child of 5 years of age is sitting beside you, you require secrecy. Our master used to say, when a child of 5 years is sitting beside you, you'll want secrecy. If you are going to do some evil thing, you try to avoid being seen, although that very God power is within you. He is watching your every action. So how can you do any evil? You should fear that. Be truthful, I tell you. It is a great qualification. We people don't care. We sell the prophet Joseph for the sake of a few petty monies. You gamble your eternal life with a few mundane things. Be truthful. Have fear. He is seeing. He is watching. These are two qualifications. The third thing is, he gives you a contact with the word power, a demonstration how to rise within, how to come in contact with the Nam or word power, the light and sound principle. Be regular in contacting this, day to day. Be regular in contacting this, day to day. This is the bread of life. Don't dismiss it. And what will happen? You will have progress from day to day. And you will have inner peace and inner joy. Any outward prayers or performances or rites or rituals you do will become blessed. When you say prayers, you will find him in front of you. When you read scripture, it will always be vivid to you. Such things you will find. Naturally, you will have all peace. When your soul is withdrawn, it comes in contact with God power, which is light and sound principle. The more the outside consciousness comes in contact with the all consciousness, the more it overflows with joy and peace and all wisdom. God is all wisdom. So masters never speak at the level of intellect. They speak as it comes. Emerson says, the thoughts which come without thinking, they are always perfect. What does the master do? He loves all, even the sinners. For a sinner, he has more pity and more love because he considers that he is a child of God. His work is to bring together all the children of God. So God is all light. That light comes when we rise a little above the physical curtain. And when, as we rise and shake off the astral and causal shackles, that light grows more and more and compares in light to billions and trillions of suns. Even there is some duality. You see the light. The seer and the seen are two. We have to take it a step further. Mind that. There is a great sage, Shankara by name. He said, O God, I know there is no difference between you and me, but I am thine and thou art not mine, because a wave can be of the ocean, but the ocean cannot be of the wave. And when you see that light of life, you are absorbed into that light. You become one with it. This is the ultimate goal. You are absorbed in that light of life. You come into the wordless absorption in the wordless state. Call it by any name you like. This is the destination. This is the goal before each one of us. So we are fortunate that we have the human body. How far have we developed? Most of our life has already passed. Fortunately, with the grace of God, we have met someone in whom God is manifested. And he put us on the way and gave us some experience to start with. Years have passed. Where do we stand? We are not further because we have not followed the things I told you about. So I am giving you, in a nutshell, the digest of what all masters gave when they came from time to time. This requires no change of religion, no outer school, no rites, no rituals. Just rise above body consciousness. Make the best use of the preparatory steps you have before you. They are all meant for developing love and devotion for God. So if you abide by them, then you must take heed that the light which is within you is not darkness. I have been giving these words to you from time to time in different ways. This is the digest of all of that. I had the good fortune to come over here with the grace of God and have met you, one and all. I have love for you, one and all. Not for my own part, but for the God in me, the Master in me. There is no obligation. If the Father loves his children, there is no obligation. Similarly, I have love for you, and I wished you to have love for God in me and the God in you. And what should be done? Obey, and you will progress. Fully understand the purpose for which the diaries have been given, and then live up to it. The more you live up to it, the more progress you will have. Those who have had some fortunate background but are not obeying these things, they will be surpassed by another who is obeying and may have started fresh. The greatest part of human life of this human body has already passed. But for the sake of outward enjoyments, we are simply selling Joseph for the sake of a few pieces of silver. So just think carefully. I have nothing to impose on you. I appeal to your common sense for your own good and for my pleasure. Why? My Master, the God in him, gave me this duty. Whether I fail or not fail is not my job. I have to do my part. It is the God in me, and you will be helped without asking for it. This is from another section. This is from the Sunday, January 26, 1964 talk. Once it happened in the time of the 10th gurus of the Sikhs, Guru Gobind Singh, these are God-intoxicated people, mind that he sat down and was praying, O Lord, all this, everything is yours. It is your emanation. It is yours. You are immanent in every form. Everything is thine. You are all this that we see. It is all thine, whether it is the earth or the sky or the stars or the rivers or the mountains. It is all you, yourself, thou self. Then in that intoxication, he said, it is you, everything is you personified. And then he began repeating, it is all you, it is all you. And in that intoxication, he sat for 3 days lost. This became the fate. How rare. Those who devote everything to him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a saint in Bengal, India. Every saint has his own way of saying things that reminds him of God. So everywhere he went, he said, speak of God, glorify God, glorify God. Once it happened, he went to a place where there were washermen washing clothes. In those days, there were no machines, and there was a place set aside for groups of washermen to wash clothes by the river. He went there, and he stood beside one man, and he said, glorify God, glorify God. He said it in his own language, of course, Hari Bol, which means glorify God, think of God. He said it once, he said it twice, he said it thrice, and the washerman kept quiet. Again, he insisted, say, glorify God. Why don't you say, glorify God? So the washerman thought, well, he won't let me go. So I will repeat what he says so that he will leave me alone. No sooner had he repeated those very words, he became intoxicated because the charging was there. And he began to say, glorify God. You see, the result was that then all the washermen working there began to glorify God. Do you see? This is the intoxication for which we go to God-intoxicated people. It cannot be had by reading scriptures. Prayers and rites and rituals are meant to lead us to this state. Shamas Tabriz says, if you glorify God in that way and become intoxicated, everything will become intoxicated. Whoever you see will become intoxicated. He is in every form. He is immanent in every form. Then he said, dear friend, I have so much intoxication within myself, within my soul, that if I leave the body and my body is cut into pieces and put in the field as manure, the one who bakes the bread with the corn grown out of the land, and the one who serves it, he doesn't even mention the one who eats the bread made from the corn, will become intoxicated. After all, there is something which we do not know about so far. If we have a little drop of that intoxication, we will forget the world. For that purpose, for that radiation, we go to the masters. And those who are receptive, it works wonders. Just seeing which a person makes them intoxicated, like Rumi says, a drunkard who only by seeing wine sparkling in a glass begins to dance up and down. Similarly, when those who are intoxicated with the love of God look into the Master, they see the God scintillating within him. They become intoxicated. They look into his eyes. They see him. They dance up and down. So that these are the things which are gifts to you. They can be had from a God-intoxicated man. It cannot be had by reading scriptures or performing outer rites and rituals. Those are steps to it, of course. Say prayers. Be lost. So that is why it is said, love knows no law. This is a gift. It cannot be had by books or by scriptures. Naturally, when you come across such an environment, you feel the radiation. The more receptive you are, the more you will become prolific. I'll just read one more section here. So for that purpose, they have the company of those who have succeeded on the way. They can give you right guidance and can also help you on the way. And what is that helping? The first thing is by giving of the outer righteous way of living and the inner higher contact, and then the development of it. First, we will see and find that the body is the temple of God. Then that is developed further, and with open eyes, we will see the whole universe is the temple of God. And sometimes in that intoxication, we will forget ourselves. So it is a matter of seeing, not seeing, of becoming. The ultimate goal of the soul is God. Masters have been giving such teachings, but we simply ruminate over them and do not go into the right import of what they taught. These are only ceremonies that are performed, and ordinarily they are taken very lightly, but they are very serious. They have some meaning behind them. From time to time, I have been laying before you the digest, in very few words, what I have come to know intellectually and spiritually. So just strive to live up to it. Truth is above all, and true living is still above truth. If you have very chaste lives and a righteous way of living, you will have truth. And that will earn my pleasure also, and the praise of all who see you. They will praise you. They will praise your school of thought. They will praise the person at whose feet you sit. If you don't live up to them, you will simply spoil the good name of that school of thought and the name of the master at whose feet you sit. So this is all I would expect of you. Love one another. Think no evil. Say no evil. See no evil and hear no evil. If you do that, what will be the result? Thinking no evil and speaking no evil, seeing no evil and hearing no evil can only be done if you have love. If you start to think that way, you will develop love within you. It is all given in one word. Love all things, love and all things shall be added unto you. It is all given in one word. Love and all things shall be added unto you.
ਕਾਦਸੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਸੇਵਕ ਬਣਦੇ ਆ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਸੰਤ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਸਾਡਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਖਿਆਲ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਫੈਲਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਹੈ। ਸਾਡੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਇਸ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਤੋਂ ਉਤਰ ਕੇ ਅੱਖਾਂ 'ਚ ਆਈ, ਜਹਾਨ ਦੇਖਿਆ, ਕੰਨਾਂ 'ਚ ਆਈ, ਗੱਲਾਂ ਸੁਣੀਆਂ, ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਹੱਥਾਂ ਪੈਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆ ਕੇ ਤੁਰਨਾ ਫਿਰਨਾ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕੀਤਾ। ਮਾਤਾ ਪਿਤਾ ਭੈਣ ਭਰਾ ਸਮਾਜ ਬਣਾ ਕੇ ਇਹ ਬਹੁਤ ਦੂਰ ਤੱਕ ਫੈਲ ਚੁੱਕੀ ਹੈ।
When do we become the disciples of the masters? Masters tell us that we are spread so much in the world by our attention. Our attention is everywhere in the world. It is not only spread in our body, but it is also spread everywhere. First, getting down from the eye center, our attention came in the eyes and we started seeing the things in this world. When it came in the ears, we started hearing the things, and after that, as the attention went on going down and down, we started walking and doing things, and then we made mothers, fathers, relatives and all like that. And not only in the body, but outside the body also, our attention is spread everywhere in this world.
Swami Ji Maharaj kehnde hai, surat boond sat sindh taj aayi dasme dwar, ਵਹਾਂ ਤੇ ਉਤਰੀ ਪਿੰਡ ਮੈਂ ਆਏ ਵਸੀ ਨੌ ਬਾਰ ਮਨ ਇੰਦਰੀ ਸੰਵੰਧ ਕਰ ਪਰੀ ਜਗਤ ਕੀ ਲਾਰ।
ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਆਫਟਰ ਗੈਟਿੰਗ ਸੈਪਰੇਟਡ ਫਰੋਮ ਦੀ ਓਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਆਲ ਕੌਂਸ਼ੀਅਸਨੈਸ ਦ ਡ੍ਰੌਪ ਆਫ ਦੀ ਆਲ ਮਾਈਟੀ ਦ ਡ੍ਰੌਪ ਆਫ ਆਲ ਕੌਂਸ਼ੀਅਸਨੈਸ ਔਰ ਦ ਸੋਲ ਕੇਮ ਐਟ ਦ ਦਸਵਾਂ ਦਵਾਰ ਐਂਡ ਫਰੋਮ ਦੈਰ ਇਟ ਕੇਮ ਇਨ ਆਲ ਦ ਨਾਈਨ ਓਪਨਿੰਗਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਬੋਡੀ ਐਂਡ ਆਫਟਰ ਦੈਟ ਅਕੰਪਨੀਇੰਗ ਦ ਮਾਈਂਡ ਐਂਡ ਦੀ ਆਰਗਨਸ ਆਫ ਸੈਂਸਸ ਸ਼ੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਸਪਰੈਡ herself very much.
ਮਨ ਵੈਰੀ ਧੋਖਾ ਦੀਆ ਕਿਉਂ ਕਰ ਉਤਰੇ ਪਾਰ.
And now she is being deceived by the mind. How can she cross the ocean again?
ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਇਹ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਫੈਲੀ ਹੈ ਸੰਤ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਆ ਉਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਹੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਦੇ ਜ਼ਰੀਏ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਵਾਪਸ ਤੀਸਰੇ ਤਿਲ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਇਕੱਠਾ ਕਰਨਾ ਹੈ.
As our soul has been spread in the world exactly in the same way, saints and mahatmas tell us that how we have to bring it back, how we have to trace it. And we can do that only by doing the simran of the master.
Sanu abhyas karan de vakt zabardasti surat nu upar nahi khichna chahida na parvatyan de utte zor hi dena chahida hai.
During meditation we should not force our soul to go up. We should not put any tension on our eyes or eyebrows when we are meditating.
Hazur maharaj badi misal de ke samjhaunde hunde si jis tarah ਰੇਸ਼ਮ ਦਾ ਕੱਪੜਾ ਝਾੜੀ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਪਿਆ ਹੈ, ਅਗਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਸਨੂੰ ਜ਼ਬਰਦਸਤ ਖਿੱਚਾਂਗੇ ਉਹ ਸਾਰਾ ਕੱਪੜਾ ਫਟ ਜਾਏਗਾ, ਅਗਰ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਆਸਤਾ ਆਸਤਾ ਅਸੀਂ ਖਿੱਚਾਂਗੇ ਤਾਂ ਕੱਪੜਾ ਵੀ ਬਚ ਜਾਵੇਗਾ ਔਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਕੰਡਿਆਂ ਚੋਂ ਵੀ ਨਿਕਾਲ ਲਾਂਗੇ.
ਮਾਸਟਰ ਯੂਸ ਟੂ ਐਕਸਪਲੇਨ ਦਿਸ ਗਿਵਿੰਗ ਵੈਰੀ ਬਿਊਟੀਫੁਲ ਐਗਜ਼ਾਮਪਲ. ਹੀ ਯੂਸ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਪਿਕ ਅਪ ਦ ਪੀਸ ਆਫ ਸਿਲਕ ਫਰੋਮ ਦ ਬੁਸ਼ਸ, ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਿਲ ਅਪਲਾਈ ਆਲ ਯੋਰ ਫੋਰਸ ਦੈਨ ਯੂ ਵਿਲ ਨਾਟ ਬੀ ਏਬਲ ਟੂ ਗੈਟ ਦੈਟ ਸਿਲਕਨ piece or that silken cloth without getting it teared. But if you will be patient and if gradually you will work on that, you will be able to get that piece of silken cloth very easily.
Atma sade sharir de rom rom de vich phasi hui hai, agar assi simran de jiriye is nu nikalange ta bade aasta aasta assi nikal sakde hain.
Our soul is entangled and is spread in every single cell of our body. And if by doing simran, gradually we will withdraw our soul from the body, then we will be able to get it withdrawn easily.
Is kriya nu har ik mahatma ne jiyonde marna keha hai.
All the masters have described this procedure as the death while living.
Guru Nanak Sahib kehnde gur ka sevak jiyonda mariya.
Guru Nanak Sahib says that the disciple of master dies while living.
Dadu Sahib kehnde hai dadu pehle mar raho piche mare sab koi.
Dadu Sahib also says that oh dadu, die before everybody else because everybody else is going to die.
Guru Nanak Sahib kehnde hai nanak jeevdeyan mar rahiye aisa yog kamaiye.
Guru Nanak Sahib also says that we should learn that yoga in which we can die while living.
ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਇਸ ਮੌਤ ਦਾ ਮੁਹੰਮਦ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਨੇ ਵੀ ਜ਼ਿਕਰ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਿੰਦੇ ਜੀ ਮਰੋ.
ਪ੍ਰੋਫਿਟ ਮੁਹੰਮਦ ਹੈਜ਼ ਆਲਸੋ ਡਿਸਕਸਡ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦਿਸ ਡੈਥ ਇਨ ਹਿਸ ਰਾਈਟਿੰਗਸ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਆਲਸੋ ਐਮਫਸਾਈਜ਼ਸ, ਹੀ ਆਲਸੋ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਡਾਈ ਵਾਈਲ ਲਿਵਿੰਗ.
ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਦ ਮੌਤ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਸਾਡੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਪੈਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਤਲਿਆਂ ਤੋਂ ਉੱਪਰ ਨੂੰ ਖਿਸਕਣਾ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕਰਦੀ ਹੈ.
ਵੀ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਵੈਨ ਅਵਰ ਰੀਅਲ ਡੈਥ ਕਮਸ ਅਵਰ ਸੋਲ ਸਟਾਰਟਸ ਵਿਦਡਰਾਇੰਗ ਫਰੋਮ ਦ ਬੋਟਮ ਫਰੋਮ ਅਵਰ ਫੀਟ.
ਨੌ ਦੁਆਰੇ ਆ ਸਾਡੀ ਦੇਹ ਦੇ, 6 ਚੱਕਰ ਹੈ.
There are 9 openings of our body and 6 chakras.
Inna chakran de vich di hundi hoi aakhir maut saadi aake upar hundi hai.
And after our soul withdraws from all these chakras and the openings, and when we come to the eye center, only then we die.
Aur jadon assi isse tarah hi saadi aatma jehdi hai phaili hoi simran de jariye is jagah leona hai jehda thalle wala hissa saada bilkul sun ho jayega.
So when we sit for meditation, during the meditation we have to bring our soul or attention back at the eye center, and when we become successful in doing that, the body below will become numb as if it was dead.
Abhyas karan wale nu kade darna nahi chahida ga kyunki eh kriya karan lage di kade kise di maut sachi michi nahi hundi gi. Farq itna hi hai ki jad assi sachi michi maut aa jandi hai assi wapas sharir de vich nahi aunde ge, eh kriya karan wala wapas sharir de vich phir aa janda hai.
The meditator should not be afraid. Even if he feels that the body below is dead or like that, because those who meditate or those who do the meditation of this path, they never die during the meditation. The only difference between this death and the real death is that in this death the meditator can come back on at his will, while in the other death he cannot come back.
Andar jaan vaste prem aur bharose di badi zarurat hai.
In order to go within, we need to have complete faith and love in the master.
ਇਹ ਕੋਈ ਵਕਤ ਕਿਸੇ ਦਾ ਮੁਕਰਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ ਕਿ ਕਿਸੇ ਦਾ ਪਰਦਾ 10 ਸਾਲ ਬਾਅਦ ਖੁੱਲੇਗਾ ਜਾਂ 20 ਸਾਲ ਬਾਅਦ ਜਾਂ 30 40 ਸਾਲ ਬਾਅਦ.
There is no fixed time for anyone, and this is not for sure that someone's inner veil will be open after 10 years of meditation or after 20 years or 30 years of meditation.
ਇਹ ਸੇਵਕ ਦੀ ਮਿਹਨਤ ਔਰ ਪ੍ਰੇਮ ਭਰੋਸੇ ਤੇ ਮਨਸਰ ਹੈ, ਗੁਰੂ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਹੀ ਮਦਦ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਤਿਆਰ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ.
It all depends upon the efforts of the disciple and love and faith in the master of the disciple. because master is always ready to help the disciple.
So is vaste assi apne phaile hoye khayal nu akhaan de piche leona hai jadon assi itthe aavange agla marg jehda hai oh atma de vaste apne aap hi sukhain banda janda hai.
So that is why our first job is to bring our scattered attention or scattered thoughts at the eye center, and when we do that the path is made open to us, and then the path becomes easier for us.
Aur jada si simran de jariye suraj chandrama aur tare nang jane hain guru swarup nu prakat kar lene hain utthe jaake saadi guru bhakti mukammal ho jandi hai agge guru di duty hai.
When we cross the suns, stars and moons after doing the simran, and when we manifest the radiant form of the master, after that our devotion to the master is completed, because once we manifest master in our within, then it becomes his duty to take us up.
Gur sevak ko bigan na bhakti gur pur dadhaya gyana hai.
Master has given me this determined knowledge that those who have completed the devotion to their master, they do not get any obstacles after that.
School tak jana teacher da apna.
Closing bhajan is on page 3, Aja Pyari, bhajan of Sant Kirpal Singh. Come, beloved Satguru, come and show me your face, your simple, simple face, your beloved form. In your face is seen the glory and the radiance of God. You are the one who attracts my heart. Come. Your beautiful forehead, the white turban, light shines from all parts. Your eyes are full with cups of love. Your eyebrows are emitting light. Your hair is like silken threads from which the radiance of God flashes. On each hair of your head, I sacrifice both the worlds. Seeing the beautiful face and listening to the dhun, I get the mark of the Master. Your delicious words and sweet voice finish the heat of my heart. Your pure beard flows down your chest, becoming whiter and whiter, showering light. The color, the redness of Nam destroys ego. You are the one who teaches humility. Come, beloved Satguru, come and show me your face.
Aja Pyare Sat Guru Aja Apni Surat Mainu Dekha Ja Siddhi Sadhi Surat Teri Pyari Pyari Murat teri sidhi sadhi surat teri pyari pyari murat teri kehra rab da jalwadi se dil nu lubhavan wale aaja aaja pyare sat guru aaja apni surat mainu dekha ja aaja pyare Satguru aaja apni surat mainu dekha ja sohna matha chitti pagadi noor chamke har level gadi sohna matha chitti pagadi noor chamke har level gadi akhiyan prem pyaale bhariyan Barote nur palate aja, aja piyare satguru aja, apni surat mainu dikha aja. Aja piyare satguru aja, apni surat mainu dikha aja. Jolvan teriyan resham taran, Noor-e-Ilahi diyan den chamkaran, Jolvan teriyan resham taran, Noor-e-Ilahi diyan den chamkaran, Ek ek wal sire de to do me alam vara aja aja pyare satguru aja apni surat mainu dikha aja aja pyare satguru aja apni surat mainu dikha aja mukhda sohava sahaj ton bani sun sun paava kant nishani mukhda sohava sahaj ton bani सुन सुन पावा कांत निशानी रसीले बैन अति मिटरी बोली मिटावन तापत हृदय दिया जा aja pyare satguru aja apni surat mainu dikha aja aja pyare satguru aja apni surat mainu dikha aja sochi daadi chhati te aave bagi ho noor barsaave sochi daadi chhati te aave bagi ho noor barsaave lali naam diva pai mare garibi sakhavan wale aaja aaja pyare satguru aaja apni surat mainu dikha aaja aaja pyare satguru aaja apni surat mainu dikha aaja
come beloved satguru come and show me your face your simple, simple face, your beloved form. In your face is seen the glory and radiance of God. You are the one who attracts my heart. Come. God is light and sound principle. Be regular in contacting this day to day. This is the bread of life. Don't miss it. And what will happen? You will have progress from day to day and have inner peace and joy. Any outward prayers or performances or rites or rituals you do, they will become blessed. And when you say prayers, you will find him in front of you. When you read scripture, it will always be vivid to you. Such things you will find. Naturally, you will have all peace.